This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Leading us in prayer today from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association, Jake Cron, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance and the pages of the day, Fiala Hersig from Aberdeen and Poppy Flasky of Lenox.
Would you please join me in prayer this evening or this afternoon? Heavenly Father, I thank you that for each of these men and women who serve our state in this unique role, and as we start into a new year and a new legislative session, I pray that they would sense your abundant grace and blessing upon them. In James 1:5, your word tells us, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Today, Lord, I pray for every single one of our legislators. In the moments and days ahead, I ask that you would give them wisdom beyond their natural capacity. As they consider various issues on a number of different important topics, I pray that you would lead and guide them in their thinking and their decision making. Father, I also ask that you would give each one of these servants courage so that even when things are difficult, they would have the boldness to stand for what is true, right, and good. I ask that your grace would be with them and that your hand would be upon them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, without indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Alward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bordeaux, Chafee, Chase, Schwant, Davis, Dennert, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kynes, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty, May, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Otten, Ernie, Overweg, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfeld, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgram, Weesey, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosch.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
We have a quorum. At this time, I'd ask the pages to please step up front and face. Our pages for this term, come on, go ahead and feel free to stretch out. Our pages for this term, and I'm going to ask you to please forgive me if I mess some of these up. Poppy Flasky, Fiala Hersig, Shiara Noyes, Griffin Peterson, Catherine Roush, Annabelle Stewie, Stuart Stewie, Ashlyn Utter, and Maxwell Zickrick. How'd I do? Pretty good? Okay, good. I would ask that you raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of page according to the best of my abilities. Congratulations, you are our pages. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosch, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your joint select committee appointed to make arrangements for the memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 p.m. on January 20th, 2022, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. A short program will follow the introduction of the memorial resolution at the conclusion of the memorial service. The joint session will be dissolved. The memorial resolution shall be printed in the House and Senate journals.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has approved the adoption of the permanent joint rules of the 96th legislative session with the recommended changes to those joint rules for the 97th legislative session as adopted in March 2021 as the temporary joint rules for the 97th legislative session. Kay Johnson, Secretary. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Kamak, Greenfield, Schoenbeck, and Heinert as a committee of four on the part of the Senate to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Thursday, January 13th, the third legislative day.
Motion having been made seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1060, repeal certain domestication provisions in the Uniform Limited Liability Company Act. House Bill 1061, codify an advisory committee for the appraisal certification program. House Bill 1062, revise a provision regarding when a license is not required of a person installing electric wiring. House Bill 1063, revise the approval process for state employee household moving allowances.
The Speaker assigns to House Agricultural and Natural Resources House Bill 1035, 1039, 1048, 1049, and 1050. The Speaker assigns to House Commerce and Energy House Bills 1029, 1042, 1043, 1044, and 1059, 1061, and 1062. To House Committee on Appropriations, House Bills 1016, 1017, and 1019. To House Education, House Bills 1015, 1040, and 1047. To House Health and Human Services, House Bills 1027, 1028, 1030, and 1054. To House Judiciary, 1026, 1036, 1038, 1041, 1052, 1056, 1057, and 1060. To House Local Government, House Bill 1046. To House State Affairs, House Bills 1005, 1009, 1025, 1033, 1055, 1058 and HJR 5001 into House Taxation, House Bills 1045 and 1053. It's a doctor of the day in the House. We'll go ahead and announce the doctor of the day anyway. The Doctor of the Day program is sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association. Today's Doctor of the Day is Dr. Benjamin Aker, MD of Brandon. Dr. Aker practices emergency medicine in Avera Sacred Heart Hospital in Yankton. He received his medical degree at the University of Nebraska in 2005 and completed his residency at the University of Texas Southwestern in 2008. Dr. Aker is a member of the American Medical Association and has been an active member of the South Dakota State Medical Association since 2011. He currently serves as immediate past president on the SDSMA Board of Directors. Please help me in welcoming Dr. Aker. Announcements. Representative St. John.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Tribal Relations Committee meeting will be taking place at 3 o'clock today in room number 413. I'd like to invite the legislators to come and listen. Very informational and educational, and you are all invited to attend. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So appropriations tomorrow, we'll be hearing from BFM, the Governor's Office, and Tribal Relations starting at 8:30. So come join us if you can.
Thank you, Representative Overwing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Ag and Natural Resource Committee will get going tomorrow morning, 7:45 sharp. We're going to have Game, Fish, and Parks give their report. And then we're going to hear from South Dakota Pheasants Forever. So if you're bored, come on over. Thank you.
Representative Fink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your House Transportation Committee will get to work hard tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. up in room 413. We will be hearing a presentation from the Department of Transportation tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Denner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no House taxation tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had sent out an email for Health and Human Services for tomorrow morning. We will not have a meeting. No meeting tomorrow, but we will start at 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. No local government tomorrow morning, but we'll be meeting Tuesday.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Reimer. A motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Motion passes.